Well, did you know that a fidget spinner can be considered a dangerous weapon? By the way, man, Kisser Matt, I think we're going to need our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, for this one.
I'll get her.
Uh-oh.
A guy was arrested for using a fidget spinner like brass knuckles.
Ooh. What?
Ooh. Yeah. You know fidget spinners. They're trendy. A year ago, I believe intern Hug still has 180 of mine and Jason Goodman's that he promised to try to sell. He did not try.
What happened there?
Didn't he try to sell them a year ago?
He didn't try.
Oh.
He thought about it. It's okay. Give them back to us. Anybody want to buy 180 fidget spinners? We'll give you the best deal of all time.
Unbelievable.
No.
Okay.
It's all right. I'm actually not mad about that. Usually I would be, but the fad's over. So what happened was this guy named Jake, him and his girlfriend were out and about, and the ex-boyfriend showed up to the house.
Ooh.
Can you imagine?
No.
You're sitting at your house and like your boyfriend Ben's ex-girlfriend shows up?
No.
I mean, your husband Ben's ex shows up?
No, that would be very uncomfortable. And I would say, where's my fidget spinner?
So, yeah. So the guy came out and he and Jake started brawling. Jake pulled out his fidget spinner because he had it on him.
You know, just in case.
That's pretty nerdy, right?
Yeah.
Put his fingers through the holes, so probably knocked out the...
The center part?
Yeah, the center part. And used it like brass knuckles.
Oh, dang.
Popped out the bearings. And he wound up landing at least one fidget spinner punch to the other guy's face before the cops got there.
Something tells me that's not his first time using it as a weapon, because I would never think about just popping out the center of it.
Yeah.
To
use it. Like, that's not the first time
if
he's
you're
done
a person
that.
Who doesn't normally fight in the streets.
Yeah.
I don't think you have any idea what to do in that circumstance.
No.
So, dude, stop. Stop. That's what I'd be. Stop. Don't hit me.
Don't hit me. Call the guys.
Exactly.
I don't have weapons.
Stop. Hey.
Actually, what I'd probably do if I was really scared, I'd get totally naked. Because you don't want to fight a naked dude.
No, you do not.
It's true.
Coming at you.
It's a thought.
You know, just thinking about it, I feel sorry for my wife, Kelly. Anyway. All right. Oh, we got her? Okay, good.
You pictured your own self naked.
And I was like, man, that's...
Like, oh.
She sees that.
It's not every
grossed
day.
Out by his own
it's
self.
It's not good.
I feel I'm kind of sick now.
But girls like the mom bod, so you're good. I mean, the dad bod.
Dad
bod. Thank women
goodness.
Like the dad bod. Yeah.
Thank goodness. All right, let's go to our official attorney, Lisa Lanier. Good morning, Lisa.
Hey, good morning.
So, sounds like you can turn anything into a weapon.
Yeah, you absolutely can. So, the nerd factor must have been pretty high here.
Agreed.
Yeah.
But you're right. There have been all kinds of crazy cases where there's a distinction. A deadly weapon is a little bit different than a dangerous weapon. Almost anything can be a dangerous weapon. Deadly weapons are usually limited to a real weapon, like a gun or a knife. But dangerous weapon can be anything. There was a case in Washington State not long ago where a woman smothered her boyfriend with her ample bosom.
Oh, wow.
So her ample bosom was considered a dangerous weapon. And at first, she was discharged with assault. Later, he died as a result of his injuries.
Gosh.
Yeah, she was a big girl, and she crushed him. And it's just crazy the stuff that people use, corkscrews, spoons, you name it. Those things can all be turned into dangerous weapons. And the big distinction is if you assault somebody with a fidget spinner or a spoon, and particularly if you don't kill them, you are more likely to be charged with a serious misdemeanor rather than a felony.
Oh, see.
If you go at somebody with a gun or a knife, bam, you know, the intent there is obvious that you were trying to really kill somebody, the distinction being mortal harm versus just harm.
Now,
so that's kind of what it boils down to.
Lisa, we're talking to Lisa Lanier, our official attorney. Yeah, would you advise your client if they were going to prison? I know they wouldn't be because you're so good at what you do, to not tell people that you fought with a fidget spinner?
Right. That's not thug.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'd make up something else.
Exactly. It's say. Not thug at all. Yeah.
Well, anyway, we thought the story was bizarre. And as always, we know you're a wealth of knowledge.
Thank you, Lisa Lanier.
Official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning. If you're ever injured on the job, contact her right away. Don't wait. Go to call 1-888-CONSULT or simply go to 1075KZL.com. You'll see her picture. Click on it. She has offices all over the state of North Carolina.